The dramatic three-day hostage standoff in Moscow is over. This morning, Russian commandos stormed the theater where a group of Chechen guerrillas held about 700 people captive. More than 600 of them were rescued. At least 90 other hostages were killed during the operation. It's believed two Americans were among the hostages, and there's no official word yet on their fate. NPR's Lawrence Sheets watched the storming of the theater this morning, and he filed this report.
It was just before dawn on this rainy Moscow morning when explosions and gunfire began echoing into the sky around the besieged theater. Armored personnel carriers began moving toward the building. Hundreds of Russian commandos then stormed the entranceway. The gunfire went on for almost an hour. Ambulance sirens blared as rescued hostages were whisked to area hospitals. Just as the storming began, a live telephone call from a frantic woman inside the theater was carried on a local radio station. There's some sort of gas being pumped into the building, said the woman. We don't know what it is, and we're terrified, she said, as gunshots rang out around her. Russian government spokesman Alexander Vasilyev said the gas, described as a psychotropic agent which induces unconsciousness, was instrumental in freeing the hostages. The gas allowed us to neutralize the kamikazes, Vasilyev said, referring to the Chechens, who described themselves as a suicide death squad. He said it incapacitated several women guerrillas with explosives strapped to their bodies. State TV showed footage of the women hostage takers slumped over the main hall's padded red chairs. Russian commandos say they shot them in their gas-induced sleep because their booby-trapped bodies posed too great a hazard to disarm. Outside, the bodies of dead hostages were placed on a sidewalk. Vasilyev said the loss of life among the hostages was regretful, but he said things could have turned out much worse. Not everything in the operation went as planned, Vasilyev said, but we're convinced the decision to undertake it was correct. If it had gone unsuccessfully, we estimated losing up to 1,000 people, the hostages as well as our forces we sent in to do the job. Indeed, it seemed miraculous that roughly 600 hostages came out alive. Some of the Chechen guerrillas put up stiff resistance, and it wasn't clear if some of the 90 or so hostages who died were killed in the crossfire. Russian officials decided to storm just minutes after the guerrillas refused to let dozens of children inside the theater go free. They claimed the Chechens killed two hostages before the raid began. The guerrillas had threatened to start killing hostages at dawn if their demand of an end to Russia's war in Chechnya was not met. But amid the melee, the gunmen failed to set off any of the explosives they'd planted in the theater. Russian officials said if detonated, they could have caused the expansive three-story building to collapse. Inside a local hospital, President Vladimir Putin greeted survivors. He told them to rest and get healthy. Doctors say many are in shock. Nervous relatives were kept outside the hospital gates. Officials want to establish the identity of all survivors before visitors are allowed in. But some had no idea if their loved ones were dead or alive. One woman said hotlines set up for relatives were jammed. My husband was inside the theater and I can't find him, said one woman. I've gone to all the hospitals, but I've been told nothing. Russian state TV said tonight the hostage drama showed the world Chechen separatists are terrorists on a par with Al-Qaeda. Ahmed Zakayev, an official in Chechnya separatist leadership, today denounced the hostage taking. He blamed it on a splinter group. But Zakayev issued an ominous warning. It's a good thing they didn't take a nuclear power station, he said. It could have been a much worse catastrophe. We cannot guarantee something like this will not happen again. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.